On Tuesday, Pope Francis met with United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in private audience in the Apostolic Palace. A statement issued by the Secretariat of State shortly following the meeting said the cordial discussions focused on areas of common interest, such as promoting the human good and the defense of human rights, as well as other areas including the trafficking of persons, particularly women. Following the meeting, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon met with a select group of journalists and news agencies, including Vatican Radio. Alessandro Gisotti spoke to the Secretary General.
I told His Holiness that his choice of name after Saint Francis of Assisi was a powerful message for the many goals and principles shared by the United Nations. He speaks loudly of his commitment to the poor, his deep sense of humility, his passion and compassion to improve the human condition. I was especially privileged to meet Pope Francis as we mark 1,000 days to the deadline for the Millennium Development Goals. We discussed the need to advance social justice and accelerate work to meet with the Millennium Development Goals. This is vital if we are to meet the Millennium Promise for the world's poorest. I was also very heartened by the commitment of Pope Francis to build bridges among communities of faith. I strongly believe that interfaith dialogue can point the way to a deeper appreciation for shared values, which in turn can lead to tolerance, inclusion, and peace. This is the motivating force of the United Nations Alliance of Civilization Initiative, and I greatly appreciated the opportunity to speak with Pope Francis about how to further promote this essential work. It was an uplifting, hopeful meeting. Pope Francis is a man of peace and purpose. He is a voice for the voiceless. I look forward to continuing our conversation. In that spirit, and following in the tradition of his predecessors, I was honored to invite Pope Francis to visit the United Nations at his earliest convenience.
What role can Pope Francis play to promote peace worldwide, especially in areas of crisis such as Syria and North Korea?
He has already expressed his sincere hope, and he has given blessings for the peace and security in many crisis areas, including the peace and reconciliation between Israelis and Palestinians, the peace on the Korean Peninsula, peace in Democratic Republic of Congo and the Central African Republic, the peace and stability and humanitarian assistance to Syrian people. I expressed my sincere appreciation for his spiritual guidance and inspiration and support and compassion. And this is exactly what I am doing on behalf of the United Nations, and I sincerely ask his continuing support. I also commended his early outreach to the communities of religious communities, Jewish group and Muslim group, and even reaching out to atheists. I told him that you are a bridge builder, and through this process we can promote better and deeper understanding and respect among different religious groups, as well as different ethnic and cultural and civilizations.